Hello, welcome to English News of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, last afternoon, the emulation cluster of party agencies of Gangtae City and the Board for Ethnic Minorities of the city held a conference to launch the emulation movement and signed a mutual agreement in 2023. The emulation cluster of party agencies of Gangtae City includes Party Committee of People Authority Office Block, the Party Committee of Business of Gangtae City, Gangtae Newspaper, the Politics College of the City and the City's Ethnic Minority Board. After discussion, leaders of agencies in the emulation cluster agreed to sign a mutual agreement in 2023 with contents such as effectively implementing the party's guidelines and resolutions and the state's laws on emulation and reward, determined to successfully implement the city's 2023 theme, effectively implement the party's resolutions and directives on party building and rectification, learn and follow Ho Chi Minh's thought, morality and style. The Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Gangtae City held a meeting with former leaders of the sports sector through periods, officials, coaches and athletes on the occasion of the 77th Sports Days in Vietnam on March 27th. In 2022, the sports sector of Gangtae City completed the assigned targets, especially the 9th National Sports Festival in 2022 is the most successful congress ever of Gangtae sports team with a total of 49 medals of all kinds, ranked 13 per 65 participating delegations. In 2023, the city's physical training and sports sector aims to have over 442,000 people practice sports regularly, recognized more than 96,000 households meeting sports family standards, built 1,400 multidisciplinary and single subject clubs. Regarding high achievement sports, strive to win 438 medals of all kinds, including 80 gold medals. This morning, March 28th, at Tay Do University, the Traffic Safety Board of Gangtae City, Red Cross Society and Honda Hồng Đức Company coordinate to propagate traffic safety laws and provide first aid with over 500 students attending. The organizers have guided students on measures to prevent traffic accidents when participating in traffic on the road, regulations on driving license and wearing helmets and some first aid measures when encountering traffic accidents occur. We turn to other news. The government has just issued Resolution No. 40 NQCB dated March 27, 2023, approving the development strategy of Vietnam's surveying and cartography industry and building a national geospatial data infrastructure by 2030, Vision to 2045 strategy. The development perspective of Vietnam's surveying and cartography industry is to meet the requirements of state management, socio-economic development, national defense and security assurance, community service, people's intellectual improvement, and international integration. Developing the national geospatial data infrastructure as an important and basic foundation, providing geospatial data services for industries and fields to meet the requirements of state management, serving the transformation digital, building e-government towards digital government, digital economy, digital society, and smart city. On March 27th, the Drug Administration of Vietnam under the Ministry of Health issued a decision to sanction administrative violations of RX Manufacturing Company of Thailand. The representative of the execution of the sanctioning decision is the Australian Pharmaceutical Trading Company Limited in Phu Nhuan District, Ho Chi Minh City. 80 million Vietnam dong enforced the destruction of 11 lots of myomethol, circulation registration number VN173-97-13, with the reason that the drug has been manufactured in violation of level 2 quality as prescribed by the law. The infringing drugs belongs to 11 lots with numbers from 49U001 to 49U011, produced from January 12, 2021 to February 5, 2021, with an expiry date from 12 January 2024 to 5 February 2024. in order to contribute to promoting the image of the country, people, climate and biological diversity of Vietnam, the Ministry of Information and Communications, Vietnam Post Corporation, Vietnam Post, will officially release the stamp Purple Phoenix on March 30. Set of stamps designed by artist Nguyễn Quang Vinh, the main stamp is a close-up of a purple phoenix flower. The block stamp is a row of purple phoenix trees in full bloom. The stamp set Purple Phoenix is provided on the postal network from March 13, 2023 to December 31, 2024. For international organizations including the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations FAO, the United Nations Environment Programme UNEP, the World Health Organization WHO, the World Organization for Animal Health WOAH have called for action for a healthier and safer world, One Health. In the call to action, the organizations highlight the need to strengthen cooperation and commit to turning the One Health approach into policy action in all countries. The four organization leaders called on all national and key stakeholders to promote and implement priority actions such as increasing understanding and advocating for adoption and promoting enhanced interdisciplinary health governance. Thank you very much for joining us. Goodbye for now.